Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with our host, Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today we get to take a break from our normal routine and answer a few questions from our listeners. And I would say that today's list of questions runs about as wide a gamut of interesting topics as we've ever covered in a single program.
If you could list them from A to Z, I think we've got them all here, Dave. And it doesn't matter whether you're in financial bondage or you're experiencing a great deal of financial freedom. There's a question in here for you today. And I just got an email from one of our listeners that said they really love it when I take questions. And so I'm very glad to hear that our listeners like these broadcasts. And today's, I think, is going to be a terrific program.
Well, and if you'd like to send Chuck a question, you can do that by writing him at chuckbentley@crown.org. That's Chuck Bentley, all one word, @crown.org.
Dave, I got a nice email from a listener named Patrick, and I responded. It just happened to be that I could respond really quickly to Patrick's email, and he wrote me back and said, "Dear Chuck, you are really good about answering your emails. I really don't think anyone would be upset if you answered a lot less of them." And I don't think I would be either. And so one of the things we do is we try to answer them either offline through the web or online through the air. So if you've been writing me and hoping you get an answer to your email, it's either going to be in today's program or it's going to be coming later when I can get to all the backlog of emails that I get.
Well, don't hesitate in sending those or send a testimony. We love to get those as well. And Chuck, if you're ready, let's jump in with our first question.
I'm ready, Dave.
Well, this comes from a listener in Florida, and she writes, "I owed a credit card company some money, and because I couldn't pay, the debt was turned over to collection. Now a lawsuit has been filed against me. What should I do? I've never been to court before, and I don't have enough money for a lawyer."
Well, that's a very, very difficult position. And the verse that comes to my mind is Matthew 5:25. "Settle matters quickly with your adversary who has taken you to court." In other words, the scripture says, don't let it go to court. Make the effort and be aggressive. Take the high road to attempt to intervene before a company has to settle you for collection. Now, you legally owe the money, and it's not likely that it's going to come out very favorable for you if a judgment is granted against you and your wages are garnished. So I have some recommendations for what you can do before you go to court to try to prevent this from happening.
Chuck, we have to stop right there and take a short break, but when we get back, let's continue to answer our listener's question about this troublesome problem. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me is the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, before the break, we were answering a question from a listener regarding a past due payment for a credit card that's now gone to collection and has actually gone on to a lawsuit. And that's a fairly difficult situation to exit with a positive ending.
Well, very much so, Dave. And the scripture warns us as believers not to let matters go to court. As I said earlier, Matthew 5:25 is a great verse for this. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who has taken you to court. Step up and do the right thing. So here's the three-step process I would recommend to this person and to anyone who's facing a potential collection, number one, pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to intervene and to show you favor. Just humble yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I've messed up. I'm in over my head. I don't have any resources, but I have spent money that was not mine, and I do owe it, and I'm going to accept responsibility for that, and I need you, Lord, to guide me through this. The second thing I would do is to look for any possible resources that you may have. If you have a retirement account or a CD, any place that you can borrow against money that you have squirreled away somewhere else in order to pay this debt, do that now. Don't let it go to a judgment against you where your wages could be garnished, if at all possible. Now, if you don't have any money, then possibly you can go to a family member and ask them for help and see if they would be willing to loan you the money to keep this matter from going any further. I know the credit card company would prefer, if at all possible, to get a settlement, even if they have to settle for less than they would to go through the expense of a court injunction against you. And then finally, if you can't get a loan and you believe there's no way that you can stave this off, then I recommend that you appear in court and represent the case yourself. Humble yourself before your creditor. Apologize for not being able to pay your debt. Simply say, I am responsible. I will follow through. I acknowledge that I did wrong. And then bring any documentation to court that you can to show what your current income expenses are so that you can prove that if there's any way you can pay back this loan, even if it's just a very small amount, and then the judge will probably instruct your creditor to garnish only that amount that they think would be fair in getting the credit card repaid. And that's really the only alternative you have. I know you're probably considering bankruptcy. If this is the only debt that you have, I don't think that would do you any good. I think you just need to step into this and see what the Lord will do. And please let us know how it comes out.
What's the best action step that you can take if you're falling behind?
The very best action is to be sure that your creditor knows that you're out there, you're alive, you're responsible, and you're not hiding. So many people run and hide from their creditors. And as a believer, I think it's best to be humble, to step into it and say, I'll do what I can, and then follow through. Mm-hmm. Do something. Don't hide. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't let the fear and the shame of it cause you to be negligent. Mm-hmm. The more responsible you are, the more likely to get a favorable result in dealing with anyone that you owe money to.
Well, Chuck, our next question is also a very difficult one. And as we've talked about on this program many times, that money is the number one reason that people have marital problems. And our listener here from New Jersey writes, I'm married to an ungodly man who has been very immoral. I've been forced to stay with him because my small business has dried up. I pray daily that God will provide me the means to be able to survive on my own. What would God have me to do? Does he want me to stay yoked to an unbeliever?
Well, I'm very sorry to hear of the difficult circumstances that you're facing, and my heart goes out to you because so often in cases where there's a difficult marriage relationship, you see a woman who feels very trapped because of her financial circumstances. And financial insecurity, financial fear does keep women in difficult circumstances many times that I think that they should get out of. So let me just kind of peel back the onion. Even though I don't know completely what your circumstances are, you alluded to a couple of things. I want to be sure that I understand. If there's physical abuse going on, I think you need to get away from that. I think you need to move out or move in with family members and just call an end to that. Get help. I don't believe you should seek a divorce, but you should get help if you're being physically abused. And I don't think the Lord calls you to stay in those circumstances whatsoever. If your husband is involved in sexual immorality or committing adultery, the Bible is very clear that you can be released from the marriage if those are the circumstances that you're having to deal with. Now, if you're not experiencing physical abuse, if your husband's not living in adultery, then I would encourage you to remain with your husband and to seek to win him to Christ through your own witness and testimony. 1 Corinthians 7:14, 16 says, and if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife. But if the unbeliever leaves, let him do so. A believing man or woman is not bound in such circumstances. God has called us to live in peace. So please do not let your financial circumstances dictate the decision that you make. Let God's word dictate it. And it's very clear, according to the circumstances that you're in, what you should do. We'll be praying for you, and I do hope you'll let us know how you're doing.
Chuck, the next question is one that we get asked fairly regularly around here. This listener from Virginia writes, I want to invest in large, financially healthy companies that follow God's standards and don't funnel money to radical organizations. How do I find them?
Well, we have a frequent guest on this program. His name is Rusty Leonard. He founded a company called StewardshipPartners.com. I would highly recommend that you visit his website and learn what they do. His company was founded for the purpose of investing in portfolios that offer the best combination of long-term capital appreciation potential with strong biblically based values so that clients can be assured that their Christian worldview is reflected in how they're investing their dollars. So I think that meets the direct need that you're looking for. Now, let me mention, there are many other companies that do that. And I can't give you investment advice. I can only point you to resources that you can check out on your own. But you can Google that topic of biblically based or Christian based investing. Sometimes it's called socially screened funds, those type of things. And you can find many people who offer those services. And I do believe that as Christians, we should invest with a biblical worldview in mind and do our very best to avoid supporting those companies that are promoting the very things that we oppose. So great question. And I think you'll find the help you're looking for if you contact StewardshipPartners.com.
Chuck, our next question comes from Karen in Pennsylvania, and she writes, how much money can you receive from someone as a gift before having to declare it as income and pay taxes on it?
Well, that's a simple and easy one to answer. In 2009, you can receive up to $13,000 from any single individual in cash or other property completely tax-free. So that's the answer, $13,000 from any single individual.
You're listening to Money Life, and we're answering your questions today. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're answering your questions today. And by the way, if you'd like to ask Chuck a question, you can do that by writing him at chuckbentley@crown.org. Chuck, this next question comes from a listener in Charleston, Idaho. And she writes, we're adopting 4 children from Africa, but we don't have the funds to cover the adoption expenses plus the 12-passenger van we will need. We truly believe the Lord is calling us to do this, so is it wrong to take out a loan for it? We would have to borrow about $60,000 in cash, but we will get a large portion of that back through tax refunds and company help.
Well, I certainly admire their desire to adopt God's children out there and to take them into their home. What a great motive and a great heart. But I do believe there are some alternatives to the method that you're trying to use. We typically advise couples against borrowing to adopt. We believe that if God wants you to have that child, he's going to provide for you a way to pay for it without having to jeopardize your financial future. Now, let me give you some alternatives to borrowing these funds. The very first one I would recommend would be to go to your church family, maybe your extended family, and ask them to provide you with prayer support for God to provide this need without having to borrow. You may be at a point where you're even willing to ask them for financial support. They may want to participate in helping you to minimize your financial obligation to take on such a major challenge as four children from another country. And it's such a joy to see what God will do, because this is on God's heart. He does want us to adopt children. He does want us to take them into our families. And He wants to show you a way so that you don't have to get ahead of Him. There are two other resources I would recommend with possible information about funding adoptions. One is called shohannashope.org. That's the organization started by Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary Beth. Also, another website is called voiceoftheorphan.org. And you can also go to crown.org and type in the word adopt, and you'll find numerous articles there with some advice on alternatives to borrowing for adoption.
Well, Chuck, the next question raises an issue that has become much more of a concern since the beginning of the recession, and that is those that are either in retirement or facing retirement. And this listener writes, I'm really concerned about my parents' finances. They're $200,000 in debt and considering bankruptcy. They have a second mortgage and could lose their house if they declare bankruptcy. My dad still is working at age 64, and my mom is unable to work. I've advised my parents not to file bankruptcy. What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, I think it's wonderful that you're coming around your parents and trying to help them. I want to be sure that they're open to your help, trying to mediate on their behalf. You know, if a part of that debt, the $200,000, includes their mortgage debt, then they may be able to refinance their home, adjust their budget way down, and then learn to live within their means. Now, if it does not include their mortgages and they have $200,000 of unsecured debt, then they probably can't afford to remain in that house. And I would strongly recommend that you encourage them to consider selling the home and then moving down to a more affordable place that they either have to rent or possibly buy, and then help them get on a budget and learn to live within their means. It's never too late. We have free coaches available round the clock. You can go online, introduce them to one of our free Money Map coaches, and possibly your mother, who is not working, could visit with one of our coaches on a regular basis and really take control of their financial situation. I like to say, when you have a problem like this, assign one of them to the offensive side of the equation, bringing in the money, and the other to the defensive side of the equation, that's managing it and taking care of the creditors and the bills. That way, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, and you can work your way out of the problem. Don't forget to let them know you're going to be praying for them and asking for God to intervene, because you certainly don't want them to go through bankruptcy at this age.
Chuck, take just a minute and talk a little bit about the free Money Map coaching service that we offer here at Crown.
Well, I think it's one of the finest services that we offer as a ministry, because without leaving your home, you can go online at crown.org, click on a Money Map coach, and someone who is trained, who has absolutely no conflict of interest, they're simply there to serve you with the love of Christ, with grace and mercy and kindness. They understand your financial pain, and they'll be there to help you put one foot in front of the other, to get a clear picture of your financial situation, to understand how to live on a spending plan, to understand how to pay down your debt, to avoid foreclosure. Our coaches are just remarkable, and they're constantly receiving testimonies of people that they serve with a pure heart. I couldn't recommend it enough. If you know anyone who is in financial bondage right now, to ask them to go to crown.org and talk to one of our trained coaches.
Well, one of the other great things about the coaches is that the information you share with them is privately delivered between you and them. And if you choose to come back again for further coaching, you end up going back to that same coach. So you're not put in a pool of people or bounced around between different individuals. That's just a one-on-one situation.
Well, Dave, especially for guys who are embarrassed to come forward and say, I have a financial problem, you don't even have to come forward. You know, nobody will even look at you. You can just talk through the computer and get help. So there should be no barriers to entry. There's no embarrassment, there's no inconvenience, and there's no cost. It's a wonderful service, and I strongly recommend that people take advantage of that.
Chuck, our next question comes from Steve in South Carolina, and he writes, does requesting a decrease in your credit line cause damage to your credit score?
Well, requesting a decrease in your credit line can affect your credit rating somewhat, but unless this is your only credit line available, it probably is not going to drop your score significantly because there are many other factors they use in calculating a credit score, and only one of those is the amount of available credit that you have. What they want to see is that you're using 10 to 20% of your available credit and you're able to pay it off regularly and on time. If you're doing that, you should be fine.
Chuck, what advantage is there to asking your creditor for a decrease in that credit line?
Well, I think there may be a case where they're funding a child's credit card and they don't want them to run it up over the max.
Sure.
Or it's a form of self-control. They're saying, you know, I tend to go up to my limit. If I just lower my limit, possibly I won't get myself in so much bondage. So I don't think it's a bad idea at all, especially if you're in a position to be able to do that. That's a great sign of financial health.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. We're answering your questions today, and we'll take a short break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We've been answering your questions today. And Chuck, we have time for about one more question. And this comes from Larry in Manton, Michigan. And he writes, "We paid off and closed all our credit cards, but we've received a letter from a law firm saying we owe $6,700 on a credit card we haven't had for almost 5 years. There's no proof that we owe this. We don't have any records on the account because we burn everything after 3 years. What should we do?"
Well, I would suggest that you get a free copy of your credit report. You can do that from annualcreditreport.com. Now, you can only do that one time a year. That's a free source, and by law, they have to provide it to you one time a year. And when you get your free credit report, see if that debt is listed. Now, if you owe that debt, it's going to be listed as outstanding on your credit report. But if it's not on the credit report, on any of the three reports, that's Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion, then you can reply to the company who's asking to collect that old debt and tell them that it's no longer collectible. The problem is there's very unscrupulous companies out there who will go and get copies of old debts or settlements. Or maybe they watch when credit companies drop off an old debt because of the statute of limitations, and then they prey upon innocent people who no longer owe the debt, but because they know people don't keep very good records, they send you a collection notice thinking that they'll hook you to paying for a debt that really has already been resolved in one way or the other. So if you don't owe it, prove it to the company and move on. If you do owe it, then make it right.
And Chuck, we're into June, we're into the beginning of the summer season, and that brings some special challenges for us here at Crown Financial Ministries.
Well, Dave, there's challenges and there are opportunities. You know, we're supported by our partners, and oftentimes listeners to this broadcast aren't aware of that. We are able to do this because those who listen participate financially. They make contributions to allow this ministry to go forward. And what I love about it is it enables us to serve people without any conflict of interest, to truly speak the truth of God's Word on the open airwaves, through the web, through our staff, through the resources we create. but it also gives the body of Christ an opportunity to be involved in a partnership with helping other people in this area of their lives. Dave, people are open because all the things they've traditionally had confidence in have disappointed them. They've gone through financial reversals, they're going through job reversals, and they need the hope that's found in Christ, and we're here to provide it, and I invite you to join us, to become a financial partner, and take part in the joy of serving God's people.
Well, you can send a gift to us here at Crown Financial Ministries by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976. Or you can donate online at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.